This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It runs from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. I'm Kevin. He's been called the underground hero of the fringe circuit, and following 10 international tours, Trent Bowman, the creator of The Birdman, is premiering his new comedy at the Nanaimo Fringe. A lifetime in the making, I Forgot to Fly Today is a massive motivational monologue that is both uplifting and hilarious.
Hi, my name is Trent Bowman, and I am the creator of I Forgot to Fly Today, the fringe show at Nanaimo.
Trent, you're well known in fringe festival circles, and in fact, you've made quite a career of this.
Yeah, I have. I've been to nearly 20 countries around the world now, and I've performed all across Canada, but then I've also performed at the Singapore Fringe, the Adelaide Fringe, Wellington Fringe in New Zealand. I've also performed in a few other places around the world, I think 7 different countries for fringes in total. It's all a bit of a blur.
You described your earlier persona, I think, in terms of vaudevillian activities on the stage, but it seems like you've turned a little bit of a corner and you're entering something that seems very basic but suggests it might be a little bit kind of esoteric.
Traditionally, I come from the kind of new vaudeville background, which in contemporary times originates a lot more on the street, which is where I started performing about 20 years ago. But now I'm more interested, rather than the kind of odd skills, developing more of a poetic absurdist style.
I wrote down the word absurd, and I also wrote down deceptively simple and stylish. So there's something about the message that you're conveying, and I'm assuming that you're drawing out of your own personal experiences and perhaps your place in life right now and what you've been going through. I'm wondering, what was the inspiration for I Forgot to Fly Today?
Yeah, well, the inspiration kind of came from two opposite poles of my work, really. There's a piece in the center where a gentleman's sitting on a park bench contemplating his life and waiting for birds to come, and then also experimenting with learning how to blow up a balloon. But also, recently, I've been writing a lot of motivational quotes, which are sort of non-motivational quotes. Because we get a lot of quotes in the world saying, you can do better, you can do this. But whereas the quotes in this show sort of say, the best way to get through life is to lower your expectations. And don't worry if you can't do your best, your second best will do. So looking at sort of a man in a situation where he's reflecting and trying to find something different, but he's still going through that process.
There was a sense of the serious in this as well from time to time. But one thing that I found remarkable in its simplicity was, and I'm not going to try and give too much away, but suddenly you had the audience in a playful state from kind of filing in and finding their seats and, you know, getting to the theater. And suddenly there was that playful period where you and the audience were in a playful state. I felt myself as though I had regressed to another time when we used to enjoy just being. And I think that's one of the words that you're focusing on.
Yeah, being is an important word, and the show does focus a lot on anxiety, but also moving beyond that pressure of anxiety. And I think when you get to that point, and it is a being thing, I can't think of another way to explain it, and people do refer to it as that, it's brings about a sense of wonder, I think. And when you're young, you sort of just feel that sense of wonder naturally. But a lot of the comedy performing is about finding that sense of wonder again and sharing it with an audience and for us to be open together.
You've premiered this here in Nanaimo, of all places, and we're fortunate to have this opportunity. I think, given your track record and the numerous places you've performed before, where do you go from here, and what are your longer-term plans in terms of I Forgot to Fly Today and in terms of your work generally?
After Nanaimo Fringe, I go to the Victoria Fringe Festival, so Down Island, and then I go across to Vancouver Fringe Festival. So whereas I usually travel a lot and usually go to a few countries a year, I've just come to BC because it's actually my favorite place to perform in the world. The people are really friendly and a little bit eccentric in a good way. And it's a very beautiful natural area. I love catching the ferries across and all the hospitality from the billets who let you stay at their house and the likes. So I'm here to, do BC because it's been good to me. So hopefully I'll bring my best work to it. And I'm working up here in Nanaimo to continue on. It's great. Last year at the Victoria Fringe, my show sold out every show. Every house was full, and unfortunately a few people had to get turned away. So this year, it's a new show. It's a fresh show, but nice to bring something new to those audiences. And for after here, I've got nothing planned for the rest of my life. Yeah. Which is good.
Trent Borman, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All the best.
That was Trent Borman, an international Fringe favorite who premieres his new I Forgot to Fly today at Nanaimo's Fringe. The Nanaimo Fringe Festival runs from Thursday, August 11th until Sunday, August 21st. But I Forgot to Fly today is only showing until Sunday, August the 14th. You can find out more online at nanaimofringe.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.